All right, now, Fat.
Yes.
Let's get a good Monday one to get us off on the right foot.
No rustling?
None of them. Nothing that forces you to walk out.
This is Billy's joke.
Ah, Timmy boy. Two ladies were sitting down for lunch. One of them said, "How did you meet your husband?" The other one said, "Jim, I'm a pharmacist. And he came in to buy some condoms one day and asked for XXXXXXL. And only after we were married did I realise that he stutters."
Yeah, no, we've got. So you know it's a bad one, don't you, when Bill then immediately explains the joke. Well, the reason we're not laughing is not because we don't get it. It's because it's real ordinary.
Yeah,
no, I get it.
When he was really buying them for me.
But even the one X in the bad result.
Yeah.
There we are. Home and bed for you.
We're away. Away now.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Bill?
Harbour. Bondi, Bill. How do you make an ugly baby, Rabsy?
Ask your mum, Bill.
Ask your mother. You're not supposed to do that.
He stole your punchline.
I did too. I shouldn't have told him.
You could tell yourselves that joke, you two.
Oh, listen.
It'd work either way.
Brad Pitt over here. Well, that's it. Another good show. Tuesday in the can. Wednesday tomorrow. Warnable again.
Oh. Seriously? How bloody good is the Bill?
Sausage sizzle. Let's go with
the
joke.
I'm just going to hit the opener.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Come on, Fat.
Come on, Fat. Righto, Jim. I've got a bit of a fruity one. I don't know if we can go with it. But
you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
It's not time for the fruity one.
Well,
that's Friday.
It was May the 4th yesterday, Jim, as you know.
I know that.
Be with you. Just got to say that after. Jim, why did the Enterprise spaceship on Star Trek?
So nothing to do with Star Wars.
Mm. Isn't it? No, I thought it was part of the. Just joined in at the back there, did it? The Enterprise.
Seriously, a whole different show.
Why did the Enterprise spaceship on Star Trek smell like poo, Jim?
Why?
Because William Shatner.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh,
what in God's name is that?
Guess who gave me that?
Who?
Jill.
Oh yeah.
Jill gave me that. She gave me that, Jim. I can't go with it on air, Jill. I told him.
Anyway. Smell like poo. He reckons?
William Shatner.
Righto. It's just about time for us to finish up.
I think you need a spell.
You've got a minute left.
A minute?
Yep.
I reckon I've got about 4 seconds. Come on, William.
Old Purse Bushby.
Seriously? How good is a bull?
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
But now we finish with something humorous.
Are you sure?
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Oh. Late at night, Jimmy boy, a wife was lying in the bed quietly reading her book. When a husband enters the bedroom, the hubby had had a couple of frothies down at the local gym, gets into bed and says, "Hey, I just went to the toilet twice and I walked in, the light turned on, and when I walked out, the light turned off all by itself. Do you think I've got superpowers?" The wife, very angry, says, "No, you idiot, you've pissed in the fridge again."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just you open just the door.
Just real sad. Sad one.
Mm. No, yeah, ruin the food.
It's just not sort of, yep.
No more jokes, Jill.
No.
Oh, Jill. Jill's at home. She sends me these jokes, and they're not up to speed, to
Jason
be honest.
Richardson down at the ball. He's shaking his head at that. You reckon it's rubbish.
Come on, Richo.
Grow
some hair.
You absolute
thicket. Yes, you are. Oh, it's
a pretty good
show. Come on. How good was Plugger?
What?
Jock? Elliot? Woody preview.
All right, Bill, yes. Come on.
Oh, Jim, here you go. You'll like this one. A little fruity one for all the people
Friday
out there.
Friday fruity one.
You know I've been taking Viagra for my sunburn, Jim?
I didn't know that.
It keeps the sheets off my legs at night.
Oh, no.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Bill.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course I understand.
Well, it wouldn't, well yeah, no, you Bill. Wouldn't have to worry about it, Raz, but certainly does the sheets don't get near my toes or my legs.
Turn him off.
We've all seen Munich.
Turn him off.
Ah, oh, Viagra.
Turn him off.
He's off.
I suppose you heard about poor old Bill Gates and his missus, Rusty. They separated, of course.
Rusty.
They separated, Jim. And I...
Is it Rusty or is it front or is it back? Or, you know, how many can you... Broken?
Broken.
Which one do you want to go
boom.
With?
Boom. Boom. I like boom.
That's it. That's it.
I think it's
security.
Yeah. Security. Hang on, I'll just think of some.
Go on, think of another one.
Great.
Side.
Gated.
Oh.
No. Right, so there's a judge talking to Bill, and I think it's Melinda, by the way.
Yes.
And he said, Mrs. Gates, in two words, describe your love life. And she said, micro and soft.
Oh, no.
Jim.
No. Well, that's probably grounds for divorce.
Oh, no.
And do you know Bill and Melinda Gates, they got divorced, Jim. Melinda got the house, but Bill kept the windows.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no. Oh, no. You see, you had a decent one, and then you went with a second one that's just garbage.
We'll cut that second one out, Ramsey.
We'll get rid of that second one. I think that's a good idea. We'll get rid of that one. Stay with just the first one.
Oh,
good show.
Good show. When are you coming back, Jim? When are you coming back?
I'm not. Never. Jim's not coming back. Anything humorous out of you, Fat, to finish this fine show?
Actually, probably not, but I'm working on one, Jim. You'll be happy I'm working on one for Thursday. Just got to get it through the legal channels.
Right, okay. Yeah. What about today's one?
This is Billy's joke.
You wouldn't believe this, Jim. My wife has threatened to leave me because my obsession for CB radios. I think our marriage is over. Over.
Oh, no.
I think our marriage is over.
Oh,
over.
No.
I was on the CB.
Yeah, the Bill.
Breaker, come in the breaker.
Can you turn him off permanently?
I think we got ourselves a convoy.
Lee Simon's in the airlock. He started this radio station and he might end it after that.
Lee Simon, still with us.
Yeah.
The godfather of rock.
He is, indeed.
Woo!
Breaker, come in the breaker. This is Mulga
Stop
Bill.
Talking,
watch it 10-4, big buddy. Here we go. I'm working on a good one tomorrow, so I can just let you know that.
Well, you've built this up for 2 days, so tomorrow better be bloody good.
I'm working on a good one. I've just got to get past legal and things. But I tell you what, Jim, it's been a strange old day. First, I found a hat full of money. Then, I was chased by an angry man with a guitar.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Look
You're
at
now
Jill.
Stealing Busker's money.
He's a busker.
You're just taking off with Busker's money, Fat. Yeah. Is that what you're doing?
Walking down Moorable Street.
That's it. Yeah. You thought I'll just have that.
You're sick and tired of filling in, boy.
I would have stolen his money as well.
Another good gag.
Yeah, it's Bradley Cooper who was raising up.
You've been working on this one for 3 days, he
I
said.
Have.
Wrote it out, longhand.
I did longhand.
You borrowed.
And it's a joke, but also a bit of a history lesson,
oh, no.
Jim.
For this you, is where things go wrong.
For Jim, for you, and for the Rush Hour listeners, okay? So I'm going back here into the Second World War, Jim, days,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And the Japanese boys were having a big night out on one of their aircraft carriers, right? Huge night. There was plenty of beer and sake. There was plenty of rice and fish and soup and sushi. And there was a bit of entertainment, Jim, if you don't mind. You're listening?
I'm listening. A bit of entertainment, if you don't mind.
Great night. Everyone enjoying themselves, okay?
Yes.
Next minute, the big boss, the admiral, stands up and addresses the room. Tomorrow at 700 hours, you will get in your planes and fly 2 hours east and crash your planes into the American warships. You will die as heroes. You will be known as kamikaze pilots. And you will be loved and revered all round the world. You will go down in Japanese history as heroes. I wish you all the best. Good luck. Are there any questions? A little Japanese pilot, Jim, down the back of the room, raises his hand and he says, are there any questions?
Oh,
Jim,
no.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, no, I heard it, Bill.
Mate.
I think it's just bad. Occurred to that one up the back that this is a different style of mission from the one he signed
he's
up for.
He's having one of his great nights of all time with a bit of entertainment frothies.
No. He spent 3 days researching what they drank and ate.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Not bad. Oh. Not bad. Not bad.
Woo!
Good work, Jim.
Well done, Bill. Enough from you, fat.
Well done, bestie. Jimmy boy, a little fruity one. I apologise in advance, I bought a new stick deodorant today,
yes.
Jim, and the instructions on it read, remove cap and push up bottom. So I can barely walk today, but when I fart, the room smells beautiful, Jim.
No. That's not a probes. That's an inappropriate Friday one.
I misread it, Jim.
I think you might have misread it. Geez, haven't seen those deodorants for a while. The old Spice.
The old stick deodorants, they were good. Oh, here.
Oh, no, Sellers.
How good, Sellers?
Sellers, come on.
Come on, Sellers. Living for today. You big week. Big come week,
on.
Jim.
Come on.
Big week.
Finish up.
Need a holiday.
Here's a good one. A man gets out of his hospital bed and walks across from the hospital, out the front door, across the road, pulling his drip along, Jim, still in his gown.
Right.
He walks into a pub across the road. Oh. He says, I'll have a double whiskey, please. The barman gives it to him. The man knocks back the whiskey in one go and says to the barman, of course, I shouldn't be having this with what I've got. Oh, what have you got? Said the concerned barman. 25 cents.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He only had 25.
Yeah, no,
couldn't pay for his
didn't have enough for the double whiskey, yeah. But what the barman thought was you've come over from the hospital, so you're really unwell.
Well, he was pulling the drip along.
Yeah, that,
he
no.
had
yeah, no,
you behind him.
All of that, yeah.
Pulling you along.
No, we got all of that, Bill. Yeah. So really just another poor Monday one.
No, just another poor Monday.
Yeah, Monday one, yeah.
Joke, Bill.
No good, oh, Bill, no. Again.
It's Monday. Who have we got in here, Jim, with us today?
What we have are the amazing people, obviously, from our own sales staff, but also from Repco, who are very important clients of Triple M. So they're sliding around just to see how amazing radio's made. They'll see that when Mick wanders in about an hour, but right at the moment they've come into the Rush Hour studio. We're not really sure why, but nice to see everyone, of course. Yep. So what they are going to be is audience.
Yes.
For your joke.
Well, one of them thinks that she has a good joke, Jim, so we'll see if Jen can fire up.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and our friends from Repco. Hey, I just received a phone call, guys, and it said I've won $500 or two tickets to an Elvis Presley tribute show. Then it said press 1 for the money. 2 for the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, got some laughs, Jim. Got some
look
laughs. One for the money, 2 for the show.
Come
3 to get ready now.
Go, cat, go.
Actually, step up, Jen. Jen, step up and tell us your joke, please.
Jen's
right
got a joke.
Into the mic, Jen.
Yep.
Come up from Repco.
It's a repeat, but how does Batman's mum call him to dinner?
How?
Dinner, 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 Batman.
Much better. Not bad.
It's better than your crap Elvis Presley joke.
No, I don't think it is. Did anyone else want a joke here?
No, look at them all. They're
running
hard the other way.
Exactly.
Nice to see everyone from Repco. Thanks
Thank you for
dropping
for your
by.
Support. And whenever you want me back on special comments, I can do it. Dinner, 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 dinner.
We can't go on.
Oh, there he is, the great man.
Suspicious.
Oh, twinkle toes.
Now, I'll tell you what, we've got are six beautiful people here who are as disappointed as any six I've ever seen.
No, they've come to see how the real magic works today, how radio works, and they can't believe it.
Of course, part of our sales staff. Yeah. So they thought, we'll just come in and have a look. And when I was just talking to them before, they're like, how is that a show? They did, Bill. They said, that's just shit. We can't go out and sell that. No. That's exactly what they said, and it's your fault.
And that's what the six before them said and the six before them. Hence, we don't have a sponsor.
No, that's it. And now, Bill.
Yes.
We close the show with a joke. Yes. So these magnificent salespeople are audience, and they're honest. Right. So if it's funny, they'll laugh, and if it's not, they won't.
All right. Get ready to laugh.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy, it's one of our Irish jokes, old Paddy. And Paddy decides to take up boxing gym. All Irish think they can fight. They think they're good. So he takes up boxing. And he goes for the required medical, okay, Jimmy boy. And a few days later, the doctor rings him and says, Paddy, you realise you got sugar diabetes? Paddy said, nice one. When do I fight him? Girl, you can laugh.
Oh, no. Look at that.
He thought he was fighting sugar diabetes.
Yeah. It couldn't have been more condemning.
I don't think they got it.
I think that's what it is.
I don't know if they're that smart. I think it went straight over their head.
Can't level that at the audience when your joke falls flat.
He thought he was fighting sugar diabetes, Jim.
Two nuns riding through.
Yeah, we can't go with that one either. I've never been. So you can laugh now.
They don't want to. Must have been the cobbles.
What a waste of energy.
All right, they can piss off now.
We finished today's show with a joke, and I think this week's been close
good.
To the, we had the sales staff in yesterday.
Oh.
They were appalled by how bad it was.
Well, they were young, Jim. Went straight over their heads.
Really? So they were young, so they didn't get the fact that it wasn't funny.
They won't be selling much, Jim.
They're selling now. Hard.
They sold 4 and 20.
Yeah.
Yes, they did too.
Yeah, so they're not selling this segment because it's crap. So let's lift the standard.
Okay. It's a good one.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
A short one, but a good one, Jim. Right. And it's about a dog, which I always worry about telling stories about a dog.
Not Rover.
Oh, no, it wasn't Rover. She put the glove on and, Rover, you haven't. Jim.
Can't believe he told me.
I went for a walk yesterday, Jim, and I bumped into this lady who had two little dogs. I said, are they Jack Russells? She said, no, they're mine.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
See, Ramsey likes it.
No.
Ramsey likes it, Jim.
Oh, no.
Not bad.
Bill.
Not bad.
No.
She thought.
It's not good, is it?
She thought it.
Like, would you go to stage with that one?
Yes. Out at give it a little
Taylor's Lakes or something.
Early on. And see if I get a bit of a chuckle.
Think you might.
And then if you don't, you just say,
Come on.
Do you get a reaction there?
Had a bit of a Dick Tracy about it.
Dick Tracy. Yes. Yeah, my name's Sharon.
Bloke gets his family into the hotel room and everyone. Oh,
you can tell that one day. Our last day. Jack Russell's. No. They're mine.
So it's a little podcast only number. What was that final bit?
What was that bit of thing at the What was it?
Boing, because it's an approach joke.
Inappropriate.
Righto, Jim. A 90-year-old man goes to the doctor and asks for a sperm count.
Hello. Ooh.
It can't be very high, said his doctor. There's really no need for it. But the old man wanted it all the same. All right then, the doctor said. So went to her cabinet, got out a small container, gave it to the man, and she said, take this jar home, do your thingy in the jar, and bring it back to me.
Right.
A week later, Jim, the doctor was coming out of her office when she saw the old man and his wife sitting in the waiting room. Yeah. They handed her the jar, but the jar was empty, Jim. She said after looking at it, I told you you had to take this home, do your thing in the jar, and bring it back to me so I can do a sperm count.
Yes.
Doc, the man said, I've tried it with my right hand. I've tried it with my left. My wife has tried it with her right hand and tried it with her left. She even tried it with her teeth out, Jim.
Oh, no.
But that bloody lid jar just won't come off.
Oh, no. It was no, you couldn't open the jar.
Couldn't open the jar.
So it was looking like it was going somewhere else.
Yes, and I brought it back.
And in the end, it was just you did.
I brought it back.
You did.
Well done, Bill.
Lid jar.
Yeah.
Just the punchline.
Bloody lid jar.
Yeah, lid of the jar or something.
The lid wouldn't come off or something.
Come off.
Yeah, anyway. Something like that.
Anyway, it's mildly inappropriate.
No. Anyway, good year. Good week. I know this is not great news, but did you hear about the CEO of Dulux Paints, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Was found frozen to death at the top of Mount Everest overnight.
I did not.
Oh, yeah, terrible news. Rescuers that found him believe that all he needed was a second coat.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just need another coat.
Yeah, the old painting reference. Because he was the boss of Dulux.
Oh, no.
Come on, fam. Ease out of the blocks every Monday, don't you?
That's not bad.
No, it is bad. That's what it is. It's bad.
Joke about painting.
Oh, no.
Paint.
The boss of a paint company needing another coat. Come on, fat.
No respect. Hey.
What do you think you do?
Hey.
Why you look so sad?
Hey.
It's a not so bad.
Hey.
It's a nicer place.
Hey. Shut up, fat.
So what we've got now is the opportunity through a joke to straighten the thing back up and get us back on track. Something good.
Well, here we go, Jim. This is a good one. I came out of the bathroom the other night, Jim. I just had my shower, stark naked, and I just walked into the bedroom. The doll said to me, I said to the doll, Jim, babe, can you shut the curtains? I don't want the neighbours to see me naked. She said, don't worry about that. If the neighbours see you naked, they'll shut their own curtains. Yes, Jim. Do you get that?
I do.
Yeah.
Your big guts.
No.
I don't want to be seen.
The Loch Ness Monster.
No. Jim. Imagine the neighbours. What is that? Shut the curtains.
Oh, it's muting again.
Shut the gate. Oh, well done, Bill.
Not a bad one, fat.
No, it's two from two.
Yeah.
It's a Dulux one. Good. And I got another one today. A bit of a dad joke for you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, it's just gone off. Just pad there, Jim. It's just gone off.
His screen's turned off.
Well, no. Your joke did do very well online yesterday.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
I will admit that.
A bit of credit.
No. I'm not giving you credit.
Got it back now.
Right. Okay, good.
A man is in the supermarket, Jim, and he's buying one banana, one apple, and one egg. The female cashier says, "You must be single." The man answers, "Wow, how did you know that?" "Because you're bloody ugly."
Oh, no. Just a real ordinary one.
Thought it was single because of just
one.
Oh, what a pity.
Never call us again.
Not bad. Wednesday, no. Jim. I've had
never
a good...
call us again, please.
Shut up.
Listen. I love how he just tailed off there, too. Never call us again, please.
Well, another show tomorrow.
Not a great finish to the show, but Nick Riewoldt tomorrow.
We'll kind of up and then it's brought it all down, Rep. Yeah. Nick Riewoldt. We'll talk about
never
llamas.
Call us again. Never in your life. Even think about it. And think, all right, we've dumped you, Toby, but there are people like Carmen and Queenie
Carmen and
online
Queenie.
And could hear that in their ear and are offended.
Jimmy boy, this was back when I had one leg. And I was standing at the ATM, Jim.
Yes.
With my one leg.
With your one leg,
Right.
But amazingly, you've grown that other leg back again.
It just grew back pretty quick, too. And a lady was walking past and asked, "Can I help? Can she help me?"
Right.
That's what you were
That's
asking,
it. Oh, no,
Jim.
We got and that till there.
No, it's okay. I'm just checking my balance.
Oh, no.
No, Jim.
There's a bill.
That's
the
it.
State's in lockdown.
I know.
We need lifting more than ever, and that's the best you can come up
Guess
with.
Guess who that's
so
from?
I'm just checking my balance.
Eileen.
Oh, no.
From Scotland.
Yeah, oh, really?
Her name's Eileen.
You didn't twig, maybe?
No, it's Irene, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's not bad. No, just checking the balance, because I only had one leg.
Yeah, so then, balancing on the other leg.
I really had two.
Yeah.
Now I've got three.
Oh, my God.
Three. Old tripod.
Oh, I've actually got to turn you off.
Permanently.
Well, this is not real fruity. It's just a bit out there.
Right.
We apologise to everyone.
Oh, you're apologising in advance of telling the joke.
Exactly. And if we've missed you, don't worry. We'll get you at some stage. But a man and his ever-nagging wife went on vacation to Jerusalem, Jim. Nice trip. While they were there, the wife passes away. Very unfortunate. The undertaker told the husband, "You can have her shipped home for $5,000, or you can bury her here, right here, for $150. The man thought about it and told him he would have her shipped home. The undertaker said, "What? Why would you spend $5,000 to ship your wife home when it would be wonderful to have her buried here and it only costs $150? The man replied, "Well, a long time ago, a man died here, was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. I just can't take that chance."
Oh, no. Biblical.
Biblical.
You're going biblical with the fruity joke.
Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And the three wise men.
No, yeah. I'm aware of the whole just couldn't.
The manger.
They went to do that in Adelaide, and they couldn't find three wise men.
Then a little drive-by.
He's tipping again.
Just have a little. Another go at Adelaide.
Guess what else? They couldn't find a version.
Enough.
And the girls, there'd be a few around, wouldn't there? With the snake, the...
What
happened to it? Let's continue the tradition, Jim. You wouldn't believe it last week. You know what I did? I joined Old McDonald's Farm. Tell you what, it didn't take long before I became the C-I-E-I-O.
Oh, no.
C-I-E-I-O, Jim.
That's really flattening.
Oh, and that's... What even is that? That makes no sense.
C-I-E-I-O.
You joined a farm and then became
Old McDonald's farm.
Yeah, and then became a C-I-E-I-O.
Yeah.
What's it stand for?
Old McDonald.
Yeah.
Had a farm. Yeah, but E-I-E-I-O.
What did you become, though? I don't get that bit.
Not the CEO. I become the C-I-E-O.
After joining a farm.
What? To C-I-E-I-O.
That's as bad as you've ever delivered.
I don't think so. I think it's all right. Other people will get it. It's just you two don't get it.
No.
How good's the weather, by the way? 28 down here, though.
Mondays are not the facts. For some reason, they're not.
I've got to get back on the drink.
I'm about to say, you've been sober for 3 days. And you still shit.
What a waste of energy.
What a waste of energy.